For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop all things Jerry Johnson at TheRealJerry.com.
Do you experience digital eye strain from too much blue light exposure from digital screens? Well, Baxter Blue glasses are not your average frames. These blue light lenses filter out 90% of the highest energy of blue light, eliminating 99% of the glare. This past year, we've all been glued to our devices way more than ever. I know that I wake up and then get on my phone just to go to my laptop, just to get back on my phone. Our exposure to digital light has soared, and our eyes and our sleep are suffering as a result. Well, Baxter Blue is a force for good. They provide a pair of reading glasses for someone in need for every pair sold. This eyewear is built for the digital age, and Baxter Blue has given our listeners 10% off of their next purchase of blue light, sleep, or kid glasses. Just click the link in our show's bio for the exclusive discount. This is a sign that you've been waiting for to invest in blue light glasses. We know that you'll love Baxter's, and we know that you'll feel the difference.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
The only podcast coming through your beat stereo is Cherry's World, so let's go around like a merry-go. Plug your phone in, make sure it got a full battery. Download it Wednesday, listen to it Saturday. She cover all topics, whatever you after. She got ball players, authors, doctors, actors, rappers, singers, entrepreneurs, divas, leaders, Androids or Apple, turn up your speakers. Trying to shoot my shot like the vaccine, whether it's Cherry or Maxine, whether the podcast or acting, she that queen. PYT, you know what that mean. Saw you on TV and touch the screen, touch on you. I plead Lucy's got a crush on you. It'll mean the world to get a blush from you. Teaspoon of me, leave you sleep like Robitussin do.
Hey, 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 I am Cherry Johnson, and you are watching Cherry's World Podcast. I am chilling with my co-host, Mr. Courtney Blackman, and we have a San Diego-born, St. Louis-raised musician in the house. She can't really fit into any genre. You might hear a little country, right? But when it hit a pop, R&B, maybe even a little smooth jazz mixed in with some rock roots. If you haven't figured out who I'm speaking about yet, it is Miss Venus Renee. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this sensational talent.
This is Cherry's World.
Hi, this is my book. Cucumbers are delicious. My mom tried to hide me from the public, but it didn't last. I have big dreams, you know. Make sure that you can find it at TheRealCherry.com.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherriesworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Ooh, Miss Venus is here. Now, I have a question for you. Being from San Diego, right? When's the last time you were home?
I'm originally from St. Louis.
Oh, I thought you were born in San Diego.
I am. I'm born in San Diego, raised in St. Louis, and now residing in Atlanta.
So. Atlanta. Who got the best pizza?
Say St. Louis. I'm sorry.
No. So I was just having this conversation where I feel like I need to import some St. Louis cheese. Was there something that this about the cheese that y'all put on pizza there that's different than the cheese they put everywhere else?
Yeah, they be putting what is it, provolone primavera cheese on it, but it's Emo's Pizza. I love me some Emo's. Like, if I have people to come from St. Louis to come and visit, I'm like, bring me a few things that is Chinese food, Emo's Pizza, some Red Hot Ripplets, and some Vest Sodas.
What is Red Hot Ripplets?
There's some chips.
I had the Emo's. I had a homegirl that's from St. Louis. She brought me some.
Really? I'm sorry. I know I'm a pig. You can tell I'm a foodie, right? Who starts off an interview with some food?
Yeah, she gave me some. Emo's is good.
Yes.
That is crazy. Now, you are so talented. Before this interview, Courtney and I were actually playing your music. You have a song that, girl, I had to pause. I couldn't watch the whole video all at the same time.
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me more about that song and the inspiration?
Okay, so that song is actually a personal story for myself. And I wrote it out of a space to just release it so that I can stop having it as baggage. And it's called Rose Thorn.
And it's about sexual abuse.
Yes. And when I was writing it, I was thinking about, just how delicate a rose is, but underneath the rose, it's like, it has the thorns. Like, it's a roses are so beautiful at sight, but it would actually prick you. So I kind of drew off that concept of things.
Cherry's World podcast has been really big on humanizing rape and molestation because a lot of people, especially men, they hear stories, but they don't realize that it's 1 out of 5 women who have actually been through the abuse. So I love the fact that you took your story, gave yourself therapy.
Yes.
While bringing education to everyone else.
Yeah.
How hard was it to especially shooting the video? Were you there shooting the video?
I was there shooting the video.
How uncomfortable was that?
It was uncomfortable. Especially because it was just like fresh then. Now it's like, okay, I've lived through it. I've put it out there, listened to my own story enough times. But it was kind of difficult to actually go through that whole process again of seeing someone else being in that situation. But I definitely am an advocate of women healing from things that had nothing to do with us, because a lot of women walk around as if it was their burden to bear, but it's not. It's not our burden. It's the person who did the problem, the thing's burden, not ours.
Absolutely. Do you have children?
I do.
Yeah, mommy.
Yes.
Going through a situation like that, what has it taught you to teach your children?
It's taught me to teach them to be very aware. And it's no signs. The crazy thing is, it's no signs. It's not something that you can be like, oh, this is a person. You know that they're going to do something to you. But no, it's not. It's just to be very aware and to talk to someone and to always know that I'm here if I ever need to be there for them and let them know that my door is always open. Because I know a lot of women, we don't talk about it. We hide it. We bury it and think that it's going to change because we're burying it. But it's nothing but just covering it up instead of healing from it. So
hearing about Bill Cosby being released a couple weeks ago, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. I any woman that has to deal, that had to be on the end of that, I know they can be very upset with it, because that's devastating to hear someone who was accused of doing something to you to be released out there again, and now they're just out there as if nothing has ever happened. So
I'm disgusted. I'll say it quickly. And it's not Bill Cosby, it's anybody. Women are not taken care of. We are not protected. You can do less time for raping a woman or hurting a young girl, but somebody who stole something out of the grocery store will get more time in jail than you do if you hurt a woman or a girl. And it makes me very upset.
Yeah, and I don't like that either. I think it should be repercussions behind all of that. Because guess what? The woman is left feeling less of things while someone else is going on
about their business to hurt someone
else. Yes, to do it to someone else.
Because they don't stop. They're not being rehabilitated. Bill Cosby, he probably too old to get it up anymore, but he was let out on a technicality. He was not let out because he was innocent.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people are confusing the two. And what really upsets me is social media makes a joke out of it. And I understand why we want to laugh. Nobody's trying to diminish his talent. Nobody's trying to say that, you know, he hasn't done great for the Black community, but he's also damaged the community.
Yeah.
A man who violates a woman is a danger to society and has done damage. So while it looks like he only damaged one person, and I don't want to make this whole interview about this, but he also has put something on to their children and helped damage their children too, because it's generational. It doesn't just stop with one.
No, it doesn't. And it kind of, I'm a big advocate for therapy. So I think Black people as a general, as a whole, just therapy is great for us. And I know that we don't necessarily view it as a great thing. I don't know how they all began. I kind of do, but I don't. But I'm an advocate for it. And you realize that things that you have been walking around doing and coping with, self-coping and self-medicating yourself, how it influences not just you, your kids, your family, how you interact with friends, with anybody. It's just a big bubble that you don't realize that you've been carrying, but you have. So
yeah, it changes your life course forever.
Definitely.
Well, we don't have to stay on this, but I do have a question for both of you though. One thing I want to talk about, and maybe this might not even be the episode to talk about this, but victim blaming. For instance, we've grown as society to know, back in the day, I heard this from my aunts or even uncles or older people. They'll say, well, that girl knew better. What'd she go up to that hotel room for? You know, now we've progressed in society, I think, to know you don't victim blame, you know, why somebody went there. But I want to talk about the reverse part of that. There's some singers now or entertainers, no name, no blame, but have made a career now and saying that what they used to do was set men up saying they were going to go have a one night stand or whatever. And then they'll bring some guys there and they'll rob them or stick them up or sometimes situations where they've gotten killed. Now, when I talk about victim blaming, we know we're not supposed to blame someone, but every time you hear about a young man making a decision to have a situation with a woman that goes left, same people will say, he knew better. What would he try to bring a girl? What are you trying to meet a girl that's saying on the same night and think that's going to happen? You know, I get that. So
you're talking about that pretty girl that stole that boy's $50,000.
No, I never heard that. I won't use it for the show, but like Cardi B, that's how Cardi B used to rob niggas. You know, she used to bring them back to the hotel.
Go get it, girls. We just had a conversation about that 2 minutes ago.
So what I'm saying is that guy was going in that situation for one thing, whether you agree with it or not, but then it's not right that he get robbed or killed or whatever like that. You know what I mean? So I think that we should not be victim blaming on both sides, because it's wrong on both sides, if you ask me.
Men are victims too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So I'm going to change the subject. We ain't got much more to say. I'm sorry, okay? But dude who had his jewelry, you ain't hear about that story? You heard about that story, Venus?
No.
This dude met this pretty girl on the internet. He took her out, took her back to a hotel. I guess they did whatever they did. He woke up, he heard the shower running. He thought she was in the shower. He had, I don't know if it was 50 million. It's a stupid amount of money that I don't even believe that he had in jewelry. He put it in the safe. When he put it in the safe, he woke up. The shower was running. He thought old girl was in the shower. She had that jewelry that he put in that safe and was gone. And so social media was laughing at him. And men were getting offended because men were like, why is this okay? But it's not okay if we hurt a woman.
Yeah.
I don't want to be ignorant. First of all, bruh, I ain't counting your pockets. I don't believe you had on that much amount of jewelry or it was worth that much, because jewelry is kind of like cars. Once you leave the showroom floor, you can't go back and sell it for the same thing. One. And then two, who is you? What you do for a living? Prove to me how you bought that.
About that, chair. I don't know about
and then
that.
Three, I got brothers. What can you, come on, bruh.
Yeah.
Now see, you're victim blaming though.
I'm not victim blaming. No. He's pulling his own insurance scam.
That, but you say, okay, but you can say that, but how you know that?
And I don't
what,
know.
See, what if somebody said that about a young lady? She's just trying to do that to get some money off of him. That's the same thing. That's okay, victim blaming.
But look, we're not talking about men stealing women's purses. We're talking about men violating women's bodies.
Yes.
That's a problem with that. If she would have went in there and violated his body and cut off his peenie, then I'd have felt bad for him. We talking about a man whose necklace got stolen. Come on, bro. I don't feel the same about
that. That's not what I was talking about.
You know what I'm saying? And a dude who raped somebody. It's different. Yeah,
that's different. You're right. You're right. That is different. Sorry, Venus. We just veer off into have this conversation.
It's fine.
Okay. We like to have conversations. So make you feel welcome, have conversation.
Now, Venus, we can't put you in a genre. You're not pop, you're not country, you're not rock and roll, but you're a little bit of all of them with a little bit of smooth jazz all in between. So if you had to describe your style, how would you describe something to maybe somebody who's never heard your stuff?
I would say, one, it depends on what song you're listening to, because I like to veer into, touch a little bit of everything. I'm a little folky, little alternative. I'm a little R&B-ish, soulful. I say I am musically fluid.
I love it. So do you just wake up one day and however you feel is what comes out?
Actually, yes. It's like, I'm huge on feelings, so how I feel is how I write.
I love that. Do you write all your own stuff?
Yes, I do some collabs, but majority of my music is all written. Rose Thorn is a song written by me, so it's about me, so I have to write about me.
How many instruments do you play?
I play guitar.
Play guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, you play the piano too, then?
Oh, I can't play piano. I can pick and I know how to put the little melodies on piano.
How long have you been playing it? How long have you been playing the guitar?
I self-taught myself. Been about 13 years.
And you know, I hear a lot about that. How do you self-teach yourself to play an instrument? That's just amazing to me. My uncle did the same thing.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It's like the guitar was saying, here, this is what you need. This is you. I am you. We are together. Honestly, it was something that I think I went to one guitar lesson and the guy was moving too slow. And and after that, I just picked up and I played what I was feeling.
Because I heard like the guitar is like a gateway drug to every instrument. Like once you learn how to play the guitar, you can play any instrument.
I'm sure.
Wow, I can't believe that. My uncle taught himself how to play the guitar. And now that I think about it, my grandfather used to play a game with him. So every Christmas he got a new instrument and my grandfather never brought anything in the house that he couldn't play. Mm. A lot of sense. Wow. And he never had a lesson. So 13 years ago, right? You went on this journey and is that when you fell in love with music or singing or were you singing prior?
I was singing prior. I come from a family full of musicians anyway. My family sings. My grandmother sang, well, she's still alive, but she sang. And my family grew up singing anyway in the church. And I just got, you know, captivated by music. I was just captivated by it. And then writing too. So I was really like always ready to express myself through writing and through singing. So it's kind of been here since forever. What's funny is I remember myself when I was younger and I remember asking for like a mic. So I had this mic. I have a picture of myself with this mic and a guitar. I had like a guitar, like a little amp and everything, not knowing that futuristic me would be like, oh, this guitar and you is you. So that was me at like 4 or 5 years old.
Wow. So here we go again. Another person who has manifested.
Yeah. How'd you hook up with your manager?
I know him through a good friend of mine. I'm actually ex-military.
Okay.
So
thank you for your service.
Thank you, my wingman. my good friend, she that's her husband. So.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So did you meet them when you were in the service? How you just in the service and you like, you know what? I'm gonna do music.
Yeah.
What's funny is that I was doing music while in the service. So
how?
I don't know. I promise you, it's like music has always been there. And this, I was stationed overseas, and I knew someone. They had a little setup in their dorms, and I used to go over there and record over there.
Well, so were you doing gigs and stuff over there too?
I wasn't then. I was just recording, but that was always. I don't know. It's like, dang, no matter where I went, music is always there. It's like, oh, no, you're supposed to do music. Even in high school, it was like, oh, here goes music. So
were you in a choir at the church when you were little?
I was. And I and my younger cousins, we used to do like a choir. We get together and we'd sing. And I'll be like, and yeah, like soprano, altos.
Wow. I was in a choir when I was little. I got kicked out. First of all, I can't sing. And second of all, they used to always sing, God has shined on me.
Yeah.
Right? But I didn't want to be there. And the faster we sang it, I felt like the faster we got out of church. And so they all started with the, you know, God has shined on me. So here I go. He's been good to me. And I got kicked out the choir because I made everybody sing real fast. And
So what's next?
I have some more things set up. I am working on my EP right now. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, because we got one song that was sent to us and it sounds good, but I don't think it's completed yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the plans with that?
I'm definitely working on completing that.
Can we talk about it now? Because it sounds good.
Oh, what, Black is Beautiful?
Yes.
Yes.
And black is beautiful. Not to change the subject on the songs, Courtney, I'm sorry, we can go back to that, but I can't stop looking at the paintings behind.
I was going
to
ask about that too.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Are those yours? Did you do that?
No, even though I have a house full of paintings that I actually done, but these are not. These are actually black artists too. I am, my house is full of black artists. Black art, yes, black is beautiful. I have black children, and I always want to instill in them that they are beautiful. So,
my mama taught me when I was little, the more melanin you have in your body, the closer to royal blood you are. I believe that, and I love that.
Yeah.
It's a message that we need.
Yeah, because I know it's art for kids nowadays, and to be out and kind of compete and not see yourself in the same way that others have shown more. So I make sure they know that they are beautiful. I have a son, I have two daughters, and I'm like, yeah, my daughter, my oldest is a little activist in the making. So
really? Okay.
Yes.
How old is she?
She's 14 now.
Go ahead, mamas.
How'd you get, like, how did she get started doing, like, activism?
She doesn't like injustice. And we talk about it a lot. So it's not anything. I'm not one of those parents that kind of pushes things over. I'm like, you're going to hear it anyway, one way or another. So you might as better be prepared for it and know what the world is really like on the other side. I know some people are against that, but I feel like being prepared is better than being unprepared.
What do the kids feel about mommy and her singing career?
They love it. They love it. They are my biggest fans. So,
Courtney's daughter. I'm sorry, Courtney. Okay. Courtney's daughter plays the piano.
Oh.
What kind of advice would you give Courtney to like feed into his daughter's passion?
I say do it. Make sure she loves it. Make sure you give her all things that makes her spark, because that's the way to cultivate it and to make her fall in love with it. And it becomes second nature, actually, when you start loving what you do. So I also have my oldest draws. And she's a big drawer. She's a painter. She does all of that. We're really artsy, actually, to think about it. Artsy family. So anything that she wants and says, hey, I want to try, get it.
This is Cherry's World.
So the way I grew up, I equate food with love, and a lot of you do too. Sometimes let me get all the way to the kitchen and I just don't feel like cooking. That's when I hit my girls up with their food truck. It is Flavor of the Islands, and you can order catering from flavoroftheislands.com, which I will be doing today. There are 5 people in my house, so I figure if I order catering for 10, we can all eat really good twice, right? They make authentic Puerto Rican and Dominican cuisine, just like home. FlavorTheIslands.com. I promise you won't
be disappointed. See, my daughter, she learned how to play the piano, and she's gotten to the point where she's great at it. Almost perfect, but she still needs a lot more learning, but she's great at it. She can just play whatever she wants to play. But now she's got, like, addicted to, like, music, so we just bought her a flute last week. We bought her a clarinet. She plays a clarinet. She plays a cello. She plays, she's like good at a bunch of other instruments. She's not great at, so I'm trying to explain to her, like, you know, you don't want to just be good at a whole bunch of stuff. You want to be great. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but she's still young, so I don't want her, like, you know, deter her, but I'm like, you like kind of got addicted to all this stuff and you're not, you know, focusing on, you know.
Yeah, on one thing. Yeah. They said master of all trades.
Yeah. Well, she got to master it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know, but she's doing. I'm proud of her. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah. The cello is beautiful. I love the cello.
And she got, we just bought her the harp. You know that harp?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's learning.
That ain't just nothing just to buy and bring in your house. Like, a harp is no joke. My daughter got a baby harp, but it's a baby harp.
We still paying on it. I'm still paying on it. Trust me.
What is
your body? Daddy and mommy. We still paying on it.
Good parents. A cello is a major thing. Yeah. But you got a whole music room.
Yeah, that's where our living room is starting to turn into.
The harp is beautiful too. The strings.
Yeah.
Hey, it's said to be the string instruments are supposed to heal. So,
right. Hey, I didn't think about that. Yeah, she keeps breaking one of the strings. Like, we done about to buy three new strings. Like, we only hit it for like a month. She had to buy three new strings. She keep breaking.
She'll figure it out.
But she getting good at it though. She getting good at it. Yeah. Oh no, you auditioned for the Voice.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, tell me about the experience.
That was a long experience. It was fun. It was exciting. It was cold. I was standing in the freezing cold auditioning for them. But I didn't make it through. But
how far did you get? Like, did you get to meet anybody? Who got to hear you?
I made it to when you sing in front of the panel, but that was it. I didn't go as far as I wanted to go, but you know, I always say if one door tells you no, there's another door that opens.
You sung in front of the main panel?
No, I just went in front of the step when you're gonna get a call back. Mm-hmm. So
that's good. So it was a good experience.
I don't know the panel. Is the panel with the famous people on it?
I don't know who's on the panel now. I know Gabrielle Union was on there at one point. Right? Is that the same show? With Simon Cowherd, Simon Collin. What's his name? Simon Sun.
No, that's I think American Idol.
No. He moved. No. Isn't he on The Voice? I thought he was on The Voice.
The Voice was with like Gwen Stefani and she's not on there. Blake.
I'm thinking about America's Got Talent. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, America's Got Talent. I forgot.
Is that who was there when you were auditioning? Was it like Gwen Stefani and Blake, or was it like producers?
It was just producers then. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, because a lot of people who, you know, have never really experienced it, they don't know. They believe that the first time that you come in, you have those famous people sitting there on the panel listening. Oh, yeah. But it's a process before you. And when you interviewed, didn't you audition like in DC or something? Is that why?
Yeah.
And did you audition outside?
Well, actually, I auditioned in New York. I was in DC, went to New York, and it was freezing cold. And yes, you had to stand outside in the cold. It didn't matter. Then wait in line. So, wow.
How many people do you think were in line that day?
I don't know. Thousands of people.
And isn't that bad for singers? Because don't you guys have to warm your voice up?
Yeah. But, you know, it was an experience.
That's determination there, that you sat there and you waited and you went through it. So, you know, they say in entertainment, only 2% of deals ever go through.
Mm.
And you get told no 100 times before you get told yes.
Yeah.
How have you not let those no's deter you?
Well, I know what I'm destined. So, you know, I can't allow no's to deter me from what I know that I'm here for. So you already know what you're already here for. You can't tell me anything else.
That's right. I like that. I like the determination. I've been told no a whole lot. Like it personal. Instead of no, I hear not right now.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, all right, let me bounce back up and get up again and try it later.
Mm-hmm.
Is Venus Renee your stage name, or is that your real name?
It's my stage name, but Renee is my middle name.
Okay. How'd you come up with that? Just took your first and middle name? Was it?
Oh, no. I am very, like, spiritual. I wouldn't say religious, but I would say definitely spiritual. And I am understanding of astrology and all that kind of stuff. I'm weird, but and Venus is a strength warrior. So
that's so how Venus is. You're not weird, and retrograde ended.
Yes.
Did retrograde give you the blues, girl? Because it put me through it. I mean, people wasn't getting emails. My phone was cutting out every business call I got. Like, it was really, the harder I tried to make things work, I was in the middle of producing a film, but the harder I tried to make things work, retrograde was messing it up.
Yeah. We had some major stuff happening at the end of last year to this year. Some major stuff.
You said retro what?
Retrograde.
What's that?
Our planets and our stars and stuff is aligned all funky right now. You know what I'm saying? But we back, retrograde is over. Finally, it ended last week. See, because you said you was weird. I be for real burning my sage and I take my crystals out. And so you don't know nothing about that, huh, Courtney?
No.
You take your crystals out to get recharged by the moon.
Yeah.
You leave them out there all night and then hurry up and bring them in so they don't get too much sunlight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know nothing about no voodoo.
You know?
No, none of that either.
They call me the Geechee, but I'm not. I just like to eat rice. I ain't no Geechee girl. I don't know nothing about that voodoo. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to say, remind me not to take no ketchup at your house.
I don't play with people's food.
You heard about the ketchup thing?
I heard about spaghetti.
Spaghetti ketchup, yeah.
Red sauce.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
Potato salad.
I haven't heard about potato salad. What's that?
Oh, you're not supposed to take people potato salad either. That's why it's a whole big deal in the Black community. Who made that potato salad? Don't eat that potato salad. Oh, you
really?
Yeah.
That's a new one to me. I never heard that one.
I don't know how to explain it cleanly. No. I was taught that women would take.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And put it in mayonnaise or Miracle Whip and make, so you don't eat everybody potato salad, because I ain't want to, that's some other stuff. And women do that so they can keep men.
Oh, okay. So that's supposed to be like a love spell kind of stuff.
Yes,
that's the same thing Bill Cosby was talking about. You know, that's all he thought he was doing. Was giving Quaaludes just to help, you know, relax you. I'm just saying, like, y'all.
No.
Hey, look how you talking. Fucking with people's, I'm sorry, messing with people's potato salad and spaghetti and all that shit.
But they say, like, that's how you keep your man in love. Bill Cosby was just trying to hit it and go home to his wife. He had a wife the whole time.
Hey, you ain't got to convince me. But I'm just saying.
I'm not into that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have a hot summer. I don't know if you've seen my Instagram, but I got a cute little boo with some gray shorts on. I'm having a hot girl summer. We'll see what happens after 3 months. You know what
Venus,
I'm saying?
How you feel, Venus, how you feel about stuff like that? This hot, artist like yourself, you know, doing the kind of music you do. How you feel about the hot girl summers and whatever else they got going on?
I feel like there's some hot girl summers. Everybody has a little bit of hot girl summer in them.
So what I was about to say is, Venus, what month was your kids born?
I have a January, a March, and a June, my little Gemini.
That means somebody know all about them hot girl summers.
June what? I'm a Gemini. Born
June 16th.
Okay, that's Pac. June 16th. Yeah, it's Pac's birthday. Tupac's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed your birthday, Courtney. Happy belated birthday. See,
happy belated birthday.
Yes, I'm sorry, Courtney.
I'm not a public figure. You wouldn't have no way to remember my birthday. Now, if I forget your birthday, that's a problem, because
I don't remember anybody's birthday.
Right. You're not supposed to remember.
I'm sorry, Venus, back to you. So when we going on tour, has COVID really messed up your vibe, like, and your plans?
Yeah, it did, actually. Everyone being locked down made a difference. But it gave me a time to recharge. So I am currently working on that now. So I'm excited to get back out there and do my thing.
What's a Venus show look like? Someone can see
me playing live, me with my guitar, live playing with a band behind me. So
do you ever sing other people's songs too?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Like that. That was a strong no. So have you taken this time to write?
I have. I have. Definitely. I've spent a lot of time writing. I guess the COVID actually kind of calmed you down a little bit, kind of slowed your steps. So I was able to get write a lot of more things and getting in the studio and everything. So
that's awesome. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear what's coming next. When do you think that something will be released? Like, will we get fall release? Is it a winter release? Or will we have some for Valentine's Day?
I'm looking at by Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully the world will be back open. Look, Courtney, you going to the show in Chicago? Because I don't know about you, but I'm manifesting the tour.
Yes.
Nice.
It's amazing.
What would a Valentine's Day show look like from you?
You know, just I would say it would be a more intimate kind of scene. I want to be intimate. I want you to feel me. So it would be an intimate scene.
So, and you say you do your shows with a live band as well?
Yes.
So you do a lot of rehearsing then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Would you call yourself a perfectionist?
Or definitely. I am a perfectionist.
Well, so when was the last time you worked with your band? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's been a little while, but we're getting back to it. But I am a perfectionist, so everyone knows where what to do, when to do it. But I am meticulous with how I want things to be. So
do you have a hard time letting things go? Like Courtney and I were on here earlier and we were talking about Dr. Dre, right? Like he ain't released the album in like the last 20 years because he won't let nothing go. Do you not let your work go until you feel like it's just
perfect? Yeah. Yes, I am probably bad with that a little bit. I have things that I have worked on previously that, you know, I want to shine up a little bit more so that I can release it. But I don't like to give out half work, you know, half done work.
I wish I had a little bit more of that in me. A part of me wants things to be perfect, but then another part of me finds the beauty in the imperfections.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, it's authentic, it's raw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to beat a dead horse because I have a little bit of ADD too. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not really clinically diagnosed, but I know that it's there. So I like to move on.
Yeah.
How do you know when it's time for you to release something? Because for creatives, I've learned that that's kind of hard for them to release stuff and move on.
Yeah. When it feels right. I don't know how to explain it, but you know, the little inside tingly thing is like, okay, now this is it. This is that magic that you've been wanting to have. So.
And I'm actually like that as well. And you know what I found that made it easier for me is hiring somebody else to do the work for me. And I just tell them what to do. And they're like, well, fuck it. Why don't you just do it? Then if you want to, like, you know, but, and it goes back. But I'm like, there's certain things that I want to express. Like when I just do things with Cherry, there's certain things that I want to express, but I'm like, damn, it's frustrating me trying to figure out how to express it. So I'll hire somebody else. And he's supposed to just read my mind as of what I'm doing. And when he can't figure it out, I can just yell at him and beat a dead drum because I paid him already. And it's like, your job is to make it perfect. So that's one way I find as a way to do it. That's just my thing.
And you don't be yelling at people, Courtney. Courtney is the nicest people in the world. Courtney,
to I was you, to stuff you. Right now. I'm nice to you. Oh, let me give y'all a little bit of advice. When this hot girl summer stuff started, right? Now, the last time when this started, last time they hit a hot girl summer, you know what happened after that, right?
What happened?
COVID. So y'all sit y'all hot girl ass down. All right? That's what happened last time.
Yeah. Real talk. I just trying to get my vibe back. You know, I have a thing I need to do.
Nah.
Hater.
Yeah.
Hater. Slow it down.
He be picking with me. So talking about advice, right? Since Courtney want to give unsolicited advice, what kind of advice would you give somebody who really wants to pursue their dreams but don't know how to start?
I would say just go out there and do it. Listen, don't, this social media, we have social media now. It's like, their internet has created all of these avenues that you didn't have before. I would say go in there, go perfect your craft, learn about your craft, like really understand it, because it's a business, so you need to understand your business, and go express yourself. Don't let anybody tell you no. And don't give up on it, because if you say no, you give up, it's, you're never going to see it to fruition. So please go live your dreams.
What's your social media?
My social media is Venus Renee. It's VenusRenae. At every place is at Venus Renee. So
okay. That's people can find you.
Yes.
I hate to put you on the spot, but could you, there's nothing to me more romantic and more beautiful than just like the authentic raw art or your voice. Could you give us like a hot 4 bars real quick?
Okay. I ask God to bless me, take away all the pain. It feels like years past me, with all the struggling. My bills ain't paid, my debt is deep. Guess it's too high, I cannot eat. The world just seems to be suffering today. The unemployment line, we're all on. The unemployment line, do.
Beautiful. Yay.
Love it. No, you can sing when you close your eyes when you sing. That's how you know somebody can sing over there. That's that church thing.
You see the alter ego came in? She was sitting on the couch, just giggling and laughing, and all of a sudden she got serious and deep on us real quick.
Yeah. Beautiful voice. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Speaking of alter egos, like I literally saw 2 people.
Really?
Yeah, I saw the sweet home girl, you know what I'm saying, messing around with me. And then you really turned into like this deep, soulful, totally different person. Do you have an alter ego?
I would say maybe. I think so. I am lighthearted, but I can be grounded. So I don't think I have an alter ego. This is me person. And you just saw her.
Yeah, I saw her kid. I was like, I don't even know lady. That's not the lady who was sitting on the couch smiling with us 2 minutes ago.
Who's my last question? Who's some of your inspiration? Like people you might looked up to?
I have a little bit of something from a lot of different people. I love all genres of music. So I listen to Nina Simone. I listen to Jewel. I listen to everything from Coldplay to Brandy, Monica. I listen to everybody. So I kind of, I love music, even from crazy stuff, System of a Down and everything. I just listen to rock. I listen to everything. So I would just say all influences of music because I listen to everything.
It's good. It's good.
I love that. Well, congratulations. I can't wait to see what's next for you. And we appreciate you coming to Cherry's World.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Great.
Thank you.
What up, Cherry? Heard across the world. Welcome to Cherry's World. Heard across the world. Welcome to Cherry's World. Representing for every girl. Welcome to Cherry's World. Representing for every girl. Welcome to Cherry's World.
Hey, if you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you. Head over to Grits Tees. That's GRITTEEZ.com. They've got something for everybody. Athletics, humor, spiritual, and the woke communities. Come express yourself through apparel that communicates passion and perseverance. Use the checkout code CHERRY and you'll get 10% off of everything right now.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.